There's no cause for optimism. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the position at the Pentagon as Russia seemingly moves closer to an invasion of Ukraine.
The Defense Department has begun staging soldiers in neighboring Poland to help with a mass exodus should an invasion begin. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday says while efforts to negotiate go on.
Certainly we recognize that the time component here seems to be shrinking, and that gives us all cause for concern.
In a call this weekend, President Biden urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to stand down. This week, Germany's chancellor will head to Moscow for a discussion.
Fox's Gernal Scott. President Biden has also communicated with Ukraine's president. They spoke for about 50 minutes this morning. In the hopes of deterring Russia from attacking its neighbor, the U.S. has threatened severe economic sanctions that could include the country's oil and gas industries. The problem is, much of Europe relies on Russia for its energy.
And so now Russia has the leverage over the EU in terms of energy supply in order to kind of blackmail them into turning a blind eye. You could argue they're trying not to, but Germany's response has been quite muted.
Senate Republican Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday. As COVID cases begin to go down across the country, more and more states are loosening restrictions and doing away with mask mandates.
It is time for us to take the power and control of our everyday lives out of the hands of Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci. Americans are ready to turn the page and live their own lives.
Senate Republican Roger Marshall on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Federal health officials believe it's too early to remove indoor mask mandates. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A heartbreaking kidnapping case that went unsolved for more than 50 years in Pennsylvania has finally been closed.
Police say they used DNA evidence to provide answers in the rape and murder of a 9-year-old girl 58 years ago in Hazleton Township. Police say James P. Forte was 22 when he killed Marie Chivarella, who was abducted walking to school in March 1964. But he can't be prosecuted because he died in 1980. Chivarella's body was found in a local garbage dump, but they say they got an exact DNA match after exhuming Forte's body earlier this year. Matched DNA found on the girl's jacket, and they say they believe he may have been responsible for other crimes. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Here's an example of how turf wars between Mexican drug gangs impact everyday life. The U.S. government has suspended imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat. The suspension came on the eve of the Super Bowl, the biggest sales opportunity of the year for avocado growers. Speaking of the Super Bowl, do you watch for the game, the commercials, or the halftime show?
The first Super Bowl this century in Los Angeles will feature California rappers Snoop Dogg and Kendrick Lamar, led by Dr. Dre. The lineup also includes Mary J. Blige and Eminem. The star-studded lineup is a collaboration between Pepsi, the NFL, and Jay-Z's Roc Nation. Dre produced each of these artists and is leading the team.
We're going to put on a fantastic show. Everybody's going to leave here happy and excited about what we're about to do.
Five artists have a combined 43 Grammys and created 19 number one Billboard albums. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The game starts at 6:30 Eastern. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.